This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That was a dominant win yesterday. The 26-18 win, the score is a little misleading because you look at their total yards, 434 to 264. All right. 434 to 264 yesterday.
Kicker.
You know, Jake Elliott kept they held Washington to 93 rushing yards while rushing for 228. That's right. The Eagles ran for 228 yards, 5.7 yards a pop. Now the red zone walls had some Niner issues, like in the red zone, 1-3 yesterday. But their passing game is coming along here. And Jalen Hurts is making a smart play by getting rid of the football. So yesterday was a dominant win. It would have been a blowout had Jake Elliott. Had Jake Elliott made his field goals, but you know what? They're right there in the mix in the NFC, and they did go to a Super Bowl two seasons ago, so they want to get back to that point. Philadelphia is here to stay. They're legit, just like the Detroit Lions at 707 Comcast Business Text Line said in Spadoni. They did pick up Zadarius Smith. He's right.
Yeah.
And it's a downgrade, but it ain't that big of a downgrade.
Yeah.
And with the way they're flying around the football and how physical they are, they're going to be a problem. They will be a problem, but it leads us back to the 49ers here. The 49ers have yet to play on a level of Philadelphia and Detroit yet. They've yet. What we've seen.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We're asking fans yesterday, Spadone, do style points matter at this point, or is it just about winning? Because to me, it's just about winning. Last week was an ugly week in the NFL, but winning games, like I look at that Minnesota's post-game locker room speech, and Kevin O'Connell, even though they won 12-7 against Jacksonville, he was so damn fired up about the win because he understands right now is the most difficult part to win. Teams don't want to get eliminated from the playoff chase. Teams don't want to get fired or cut, get their coaches fired, maybe some do. The players, though, they're playing for jobs for next season. They got to get their stats. They're trying to make their Pro Bowls. They're trying to make all pro teams. So it's hard to win in November and December. It's hard to win. So to me, I don't care how the Niners win on Sunday. Just win a damn football game and it proves a 6-4.
Well, and you've got to win this game because you start, and I'm not playing the whole schedule game, but it just got me curious because the Lions, 8-1 right now, mm-hmm. you said they are on the track to be the number one overall seed in the NFC. Eagles are right behind them, and then you got the Vikings at 7-2. I was looking at their schedules, right? So the Lions, I think, could probably have the most favorable schedule just given how their opponents have been playing recently. You got the Jags, they got the Colts, they got the Bears coming up. Pretty favorable, right? Eagles, you like Rams, Ravens, Panthers. Okay, those first two, maybe a little tougher. Panthers playing a little bit better with Bryce Young now. Then you got the Niners, Seahawks, and then you got on the road to Green Bay, on the road in Buffalo. Like, those are going to be the ones that tell a lot about this team. But it starts this week against, I don't know if you can call them your division rivals anymore. I don't even know if the 49ers view them as rivals anymore because you've just owned and dominated right. them for so long. There's no more Richard Sherman. There's no more Russell Wilson. Geno Smith and Mike McDonald. It's not Pete Carroll and Russ, mm-hmm. and right? So it's different. But they're coming off a bye, and their season is on the brink. Much like Tampa desperate. Bay's last week.
They're desperate.
Yes, I thought Tampa Bay going into that was the more desperate team. And late, it felt like, man, could they steal this one after being kind of dominated offensively for most of that game? And the 49ers hung on and ended up getting the win. So I'm looking at this week. Can they get back to a 49er brand of football? Can Christian McCaffrey start to establish that running game more and more? Because let's not get it twisted. At Levi's last year, when Mike McDonald, now head coach of the Seattle Seahawks, was the defensive coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens, they dominated. They got the turnovers, and I know maybe I shouldn't say dominated because Greg Cosell, R95.7 The Game insider, might come down on me because he said the 49ers moved the ball well against the defense of Baltimore last Christmas. But that being said, there were five turnovers, and a lot of them, if not all of them, were on the quarterback, Brock Purdy. Yep. So I'm interested to see what Mike McDonald has in store for the second go-around now at Levi Stadium, because I felt like Brock was pretty damn comfortable first go-around up in Seattle on Thursday Night Football.
The first go-around, it was all Niners.
All.
I mean, they went 36-24. It really shouldn't have been that close.
No, they got a little hairy there at the end.
No doubt.
They can't finish games is the problem.
No, they can't finish games. But they're actually, you know, they had the red zone issues again. They were 3-5 in that football game. But they ran the ball well against Seattle. They threw the ball well. Geno has some garbage time stats, and he racked up a 300-yard game. But he was 30 of 52, excuse me. And that was probably Nick Bosa's best game of the season. Now, Nick Bosa didn't practice yet this week. And Nick Bosa's banged up. And maybe the snaps are getting to him. The usage rate, as they say. Oh, his snap counts went up. Him and Leonard Floyd, they played the more snaps than they ever have before. But that's what's required on this football team with the lack of depth at the edge position. So can Nick Bosa go? Can he give you 100%? Because that's the key. Nick Bosa set the tone on the first three plays of the game the last time they met Seattle. In the run game, in the pass game, forcing incompletions, stuffing the run, containing. Now, how bothersome is this hit for Nick Bosa on Sunday? And obviously, bothering him against Tampa Bay. If he's less than 100%, then all of a sudden, Geno Smith's a little more comfortable, right? He walks into Levi Stadium knowing that, hey, number 97 is not going to be coming around the edge, harassing me as much as he has in the past because he's not 100%. These injuries that are piling up for the 49ers are still a massive, massive concern. So we'll see who's in. We'll see who's out. I know Connor Williams is Seattle Seahawks center. He didn't practice Wednesday or Thursday, but the team listed his absence as non-injury related and personal. Mm. So,
much like Charvarius Ward,
much
obviously.
Much like Charvarius Ward, DNP. He's probably going to not play this Sunday.
And what we know about Charvarius Ward going up against DK Metcalf, right? He likes to shut down certain guys, but that was the thing last game, right? He likes to go up against the number ones on the other team. And Nick Sorensen's mm-hmm. like, nah, you're going to move around here, Charvarius. So no Charvarius Ward probably this week. Noah Fant, DNP for the Seahawks. Brady Russell, their tight end. So two of their tight ends already down. And then Leonard Williams, that's the guy you got to worry about. He usually makes plays in these games. He was limited yesterday. So usually if you're limited on Thursday, if you practice again today, you're probably going to play. And then, as you said, Connor Williams, our center, DNP. So, yeah, I mean, if there is no Nick Bosa potentially, and it's looking like if he's not going to participate today, that's usually the tell that he's not going to play on Sunday. Now, there are some circumstances. I know Max Crosby, you know, he's a guy that, you know, DNPs a couple times and maybe he plays. But given how important Nick Bosa is just for this team, do you want to force him out there?
Like, yes, you do. It's a division game. You got to win.
I paid Leonard Floyd a lot of money, Bonte. Can he like step up and like be the guy for one game?
You paid him okay. I mean, he's the second guy. And
can he be a one, though, if I need him to be this week? Can he do that?
I don't know.
I paid him like he should be.
I don't know. Well, Nick Bosa's the highest paid defensive player in football.
Yes.
So,
but again, his usage rate, as you said, is exponential. Well,
Leonard Floyd's too. Nick Bosa is getting paid $34 million. All right? Last week, he struggled. Now, Baker was getting the ball out quick, but we all saw the play at the end of the game where Baker didn't get sacked by Nick Bosa. It was embarrassing. But Leonard Floyd signed a two-year, $20 million contract. It's not bad. Not like he's breaking the bank, right?
No, but we all said that he was going to benefit a lot from Nick Bosa. I thought he's been too.
He's been a disappointment, and maybe it's the scheme. Maybe it's the clout. Maybe it's the wide night scheme that he doesn't fit in. No, seriously, schemes matter. Fits matter. We're seeing this in basketball. We see it in football. We see it everywhere in sports. Fit matters. If you don't fit, it's going to look bad. Like Javon Hargrave, I don't know if he fits in the wide night system. It hasn't been pretty. Now, he's out. But when it comes to Leonard Floyd to Nick Bosa, you don't have Nick Bosa. All of a sudden, that offense feels a lot more comfortable. 97, even if he's not getting to the quarterback, you have to admit, Nick Bosa has a presence on that defensive line.
Oh, of course.
Offensive coordinator is going to look at Nick Bosa. He's not going to care if he's 75%. He may say, you know what? We're not going to run the ball towards him anyway. We're not going to scheme our passing game. We're not going to call rollout passes or play action passes towards number 97, Nick Bosa. Just not going to do it.
So maybe a snap count. Maybe you limit some of the touches.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe it's a snap count. Maybe you'll play on a second or third down.
Okay.
Maybe, I don't know, but not having Nick Bosa would be a huge, huge loss. I don't even want to envision what it looks like.
Well, right now, as I go on DraftKings, I like to look at the spreads in some of these games, right? Niners are almost a touchdown favorite at home. I don't even know what it opened up as. I think it was 7.5, but now it's down at 6.5. Well,
that's sharp money on Seattle.
Yeah, that's a lot of points, too. And I get it. Like, you hung on the road coming out of a bye against Tampa.
Division game.
Divisional game. I honestly, though, deep down, Bonte, I just don't think much of the Seahawks because of Geno Smith. I just don't. Even without Nick Bosa, will it be harder? Yes, but I don't respect the Seattle Seahawks as a legitimate force in the NFC at all. In fact, I think they're the fourth worst team in the NFC West. I like the Rams over them, and I know the Rams lost last week to the Miami Dolphins, but I think they got a better quarterback. They got better wide receivers. They got better defensive players. Your boy Jared Verse is the defensive rookie of the year right now. He's doing unbelievable. You see what Kyler Murray's doing? He's an MVP candidate over at the Arizona Cardinals. They're balling. Like, I'm sorry. I don't see much of the Seattle Seahawks right now in regards to this division. The 49ers should handle them on Sunday. I know we'll talk to Dick Fan, our boy up there in Seattle Radio at 920 about it.
Also, some injury news. Some injury news for the Golden State Warriors. DeAnthony Melton has a sprained left ACL and will undergo further test. He will not play tonight against the Memphis Grizzlies. Got some numbers on him. He was playing really, really well, and Steve Kerr has finally settled on a starting five here for the Golden State Warriors. So 888-957-9570 is the number. The Warriors playing the Grizzlies. I know we're feeling good about the Dubs. We'll get into them in a little bit. Niners, Seahawks, what you're feeling on this football game. 615, Spadoni, Comcast Business Text Line saying that Bosa needs to play. If the 49ers lose this game, it could be a possible 0-3 the next three games. He needs to play. So,
well, if they're going to lose the next two games anyways, like, I don't have that kind of mindset. But well, I don't want to, if he is my lead dog, and we'll pick it up on the other side, if it's that serious, I don't want it to get even more so serious.
Well, he's got to play. I mean, well, if it is serious and he doesn't play, then that's even a bigger concern moving forward for Nick Bosa if he does miss a game like this week against Seattle. All right, more coming up here on the Morning Roast. Shout out to YouTube, everybody watching on YouTube or Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal Finance. You got the dealer and all guests on 95.7 The Game of Pier on the River Islands. Guess what? We'll go behind enemy lines with Dick Fed. Maybe we'll get a surprise appearance from his co-host. More on that a little bit later. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? More football talk. 888-957-9570. Niner Feds, how are we feeling about Seattle week? Does it hit the same? Does Seattle week hit the same? It feels like it doesn't. Like, I was even debating on going to the games, but Odie. It's just See, I don't, we just don't hit the same. That's me. What about you out there? And it ain't.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.